Chapter 4. Saturday Night. Sonia. One disadvantage of the River House, one that Kit complained bitterly about when we first came back, is that there is no garden. The courtyard between the kitchen door and the wall on the alley side is paved and too small to warrant such a name. I've grown a few things in pots out there, but fight a losing battle against the lack of light. My mother nurtured her climbers in the beds she made from discarded bricks. Many of those bricks are now broken by frost into jagged pieces. In addition to the wisteria, her Virginia creeper and a hydrangea petiolaris compete with threat of takeover by a persistent dark-leaved ivy. In fact, the whole house suffers for most of the day from a lack of light, with the exception of the music room, where the high windows are permanently illuminated by the sky. We never use the door at the front of the house that faces the street. It is blocked these days anyway by Greg's desk and his old computer. Instead, we come and go through the door in the wall that opens onto the alley on the riverside. When we moved back to the river house, Kit took the big bedroom at the front, overlooking the street, while Greg and I shared the slightly smaller one at the back that does catch the light from the river in the mornings. This was my room when I was a child. There's another bedroom, but we don't use that. One more flight of stairs, and you come to the music room. My parents wanted a whole loft conversion, but the low pitch of the roof did not allow it. The attic space, whose entrance is in my bedroom, is so low you cannot enter it. So they built the odd square tower with its high windows that give a bird's-eye view of the river if you stand up on a chair across...